Welcome to the DPS Radio. Today, we're having a music band.
I like DJ Jakey Jake.
DJ Jakey Jake. Dino Jake, it's it.
It's 6 in the morning and you're going to listen to some fucking metal.
I love doing a music band. Because I know that we are all checking out new music. That Spotify, recommended thing has been great for me. Because, boy, do I love finding new stuff. What new music are you guys listening to?
So, I've been kind of in the, Pink Panther's space, which is kind of like... She started out as, I want to say, hyper-pop, but I think she's transitioned more into pop. And so I've been kind of listening to artists that are kind of tangential to that. So I was listening to Sydney with a C. I think it was, today or yesterday. Awesome.
Is that their full name, Sydney with a C, or is it just...
That's the artist's name, Sydney with a C.
Sydney with a C, I like it, okay.
All right. So as you can imagine, the first letter is a C.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And now I remember you said you last time we had a music band. I think you said the term hyperpop.
Oh man, really?
Yeah, I think so.
What's so funny is since then I've actually I was on a big Genevieve Stokes kick, and she's like ethereal piano based.
Oh, okay, I like that.
Very lyrical. Yeah. Oh man, Genevieve Stokes, incredible artist.
Yeah.
Mostly tours in the northeast, the main Massachusetts area, and had a tour in the UK-ish area, not graced the Maryland area.
Yet, oh, that hasn't come a little bit south on the East Coast yet.
So I've been bopping between three genres for the past couple of months. So I've been listening to a lot of Connor Price and Nick D.
Oh,
they're awesome. My white boy rappers. They just recorded a song with Alan Rickson, who's the actor who plays Reacher.
Oh,
and he has a great singing voice. Oh. So he sings in their new song.
Wow. I definitely heard Alan Rickman for a second.
I was like, what?
Rest in peace.
He came back from the dead just to do music this time.
Yeah. So I've been listening to them. They're awesome. And then I've been on a big girl led pop punk band kick.
Oh, nice.
So. Daisy Grenade's been a new one. Gina Fontanella, they're awesome. So they both got some really good music. I like Gina Fontanella. Her music is basically the reverse of all the pop punk trope song genres from Blink-182 and Sum 41, all from the girl's perspective. So
oh,
really
cool.
Fun. So she has a Stacey's mom, but it's called Dylan's dad.
Hell yeah.
It's great.
That's awesome.
So she's funny. girl-led pop punk bands. And then I've been listening to For When You Can't Breathe, which is a Midwest emo band. Or he's just one guy. But
okay.
If I want to get really just moody and listen to some guy scream about being sad.
Yeah.
Put on For When You Can't Breathe.
I mean, if you're born in the Midwest, awesome. It kind of comes to the territory.
Yep.
There's a reason why Midwest emo is its own thing.
Love Miss Whitten.
Yeah, it's all great, yeah.
We love our Midwest listeners, and we hope you're okay today.
We hope you're okay every day, on this one we recognize you and we see you.
I've recently acquired a new instrument. So I've been going through all my old repertoire.
Yeah.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, mm-hmm. Rush. That's the obvious stuff you play when you're a bass player and you get a new instrument.
Yeah.
But other things I've been listening to recently, a new one I picked up is I'm trying to learn Let It Ride by Bachman and Turner. It's just a fun, fun song to play. There's this other band that we very recently found. I don't know I'm pretty sure they're indie just because they don't have very many followers at all, but it's a band called No Such Animals.
Hmm.
Pretty cool punk band, or punk rock, I guess you could say. But they don't really have full albums out yet. They just have a couple of singles. No Such Animals, Shame, Virus, and Medusa. Very good songs. Would recommend them highly.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
That's kind of all I've got.
Did we... I don't remember if we talked about that French duo with they have the polka dot costumes.
Yeah, the weird ass band.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was at the youth retreat that I was at with one of the one of the kids, he plays bass, and I asked him about it, and then he had just like immediately started playing it, and I was like, hell yeah, dude.
Nice.
But yeah, like, I love it when like just weird ass artists just like break onto the scene, and then they just do like crazy shit like this. But yeah, it's the, I forget their name. It's like and something, Angeline something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, hold on. I have it here. Angeline de Protein.
Yeah,
something like that. They're French, so who cares? But
Daft Punk probably cares.
yeah. I think they're the Daft Punk of like rock and funk. So they're good stuff.
How funny would it be if it was the same guys?
They're just disguising.
There's two good musicians in France.
Would not surprise me at all. Those guys seem like the people to do that.
For me, let's see, like, I've been going back and forth between multiple kind of similar genres, but kind of in the same vicinity. Like, there's a band that I found just because I saw an album art of them, and I was like, oh, what the hell is this? And then they're a band called The Algorithm, which is electronical metal, like prog metal band.
Okay.
So it's kind of like techno, but then involving more heavy metal into it.
Yeah.
So it's just like rapid fire. I mean, like,
two good things. You do them at the same time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Great. I mean, it's just like, but like the fact there's like no lyrics, it's like perfect stuff to, like, if you're working on something.
Yeah, just chill.
So it's like,
yeah,
just in the back of your head.
Yep.
And I think it was the one I started off with was called Data Renaissance, which is pretty solid. But Brute Force definitely has a lot of good songs in that album. But also, like, bouncing between a couple punk bands, like Mr. Flies, I saw them live years ago. It's just two guys that literally just... it's always impressive seeing a band that's just, like, two people.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you're just like, what they got is, like, guitar and drum or, like, whatever. But a lot of their songs, I mean, like, it's more punk than anything else. The band Sarah and The Safe Word, they are great. I met them, actually, and they are super friendly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like, when I was in D.C. to see, God, who was it? Oh, give me a second. It's only a year ago. Time flies. Oh, geez. Hold on. I'll remember in a moment.
Mark,
but anyways,
your clocks at the window.
I really do. But they're cool because they're kind of like rock in general, but they kind of have like that anti-authoritarian kind of feel to it. Like, things that piss you off, they'll start playing, but then they'll also have a violinist like playing in the band and stuff. And they did a good rendition of The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Ooh, hell,
like,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
They'll just do shit like that.
That's awesome.
And honestly, I will say one that kind of took me by surprise because out of, like, you know when you listen to an album on, like, Spotify or something, and then all of a sudden it changes to a different band, and you're like, okay, this isn't the same band. Like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, right.
It's this band, this dark, kind of, like, British electro band, like, punk electro band called Misery Prize.
That's a good name.
Misery Prize is, like, that's the one I need to, like, send another one of their songs, but it's, like, Hour of the Witch and stuff like that. It's kind of, like, repetitive songs, but then, like, certain albums just go into a flow of, like, what's wrong with everything right now, and it just keeps, like, digging into it so much. But, like, they're just also very surreal-sounding songs, too. But, yeah, but, like, because I was listening, I'm like, who the fuck are these? I'm like, oh shit, I actually like them. All right. Let's keep doing this.
Yeah, that's the thing that I love, cuz you know, I'll put on like a mix or whatever, like a song radio or something, and then all of a sudden I'll hear something and it'll just hit hard and I'm like, "Who is this?" And then I'm down like the rabbit hole of like their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I have been going back to so I was listening to Knocked Loose for a while. If you know anything about Knocked Loose, they are extremely heavy, super low toned guitars. Very like the, okay, it was wild because they are like the guttural screaming, like kind of like hardcore stuff. And they were on Jimmy Kimmel of all things. And it's because they had a big, really popular song with Poppy, and so it got really popular, and so everybody was kind of like, whoa, who's this band called Knocked Loose? And they came out, and like, people acted like they were going to summon a demon on live TV. They were scared. And the lead vocalist like went on, and he was just like, wow. Like on Instagram later, he was like, man, it's so cool to see so many people like excited to see us on like such a big stage. And also, if you were scared, good. Like, he was just like, I don't care.
Knocked Loose has got great drums.
Yes. No, they have, like, their song, or their, the album, You Won't Go Before You're Supposed To, has a really good song that they just have, like, some of, like, the best instrumentals. Like, before you even get to the vocals, they have some really good instrumentals. One of my favorite songs on that album is Piece by Piece. The intro to that song is like, you're like, oh, wow, this is low and heavy. And it gets even lower and heavier. And you're like, wow, they can't do it again. And then they do. you're like, what are they? How are they doing this? I love it. But from them, I found there was a band called, let's see. I was listening to them recently. There was Throne. Which a very, very high end, like heavy stuff. Alpha Wolf is like in that same genre of just this like if their vocal cords sound like they're barely holding it together, that's what I like. And like all those bands just like do that for me. So I love that. I love seeing like bands that like are on the fringe of even like the metal scene, like explode onto the scene like that. I love that kind of stuff. So, yeah, go check out all these bands. I may or may not post them in the description or something like that. We'll see. If I remember.
Nice.
Start compiling a list. And I just remembered Moonwalker was the other band I was trying to remember.
Okay. Well, we'll tack in. P.S. Moonwalker. Well, maybe you guys can moonwalk your way out of this fight, because Garn got knocked the hell down. In this little encounter you guys have, last episode, you guys made your way up from the basement of wherever this building is, and you walked past clearly a shrine of Droskar, and then you walked past some beds, and you opened up the door, and you saw two more Scarlet Triad agents, and then the two corrupt guards that you had encountered earlier. Not the ones you fought, but the ones that were trying to get you away from that building that they were doing some shady stuff in.
Oh, right. These guys.
Yeah. So, these guys all of a sudden were like, oh shit, it's them. Kill them. Do not let them leave. Some wild things have happened because Garn is down, but for some everyone is dazed. Which I think is due to Kelly's spell, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just prone. I'm not like dying.
No. But you're on your butt though.
Give it some time.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially, you are dead because reaction. You try to get back off.
These guys have attacks of opportunity, they have reactive strikes, so you know that they're going to use them on you.
They hit like a truck too.
Yeah. So, the hero of the story, Sandor Bosk, it is your turn.
Okay. I would like to remind everybody that, Tim is blurred. I did blur him.
Yep.
Yes.
What do you mean he's the hero? He's been here for like 5 minutes.
And I'm already more liked than all of you.
Honestly, Sandor, in Sandor we trust. I'd vote for him.
I'm going to take some pressure off of us. This is all going down. He got knocked down, which allows Sandor to kind of see into the room a little better. Sandor will lift up his hands and point his fingers in the air and draw a line as a wall of force is erected between us and the Scarlet Triad agents so they can't shoot those fucking blowguns at us anymore.
Okay. All right, I will draw...
And I'm cut. It is meant to diagonally cut them off from wall to wall.
Okay, so do you want it? All right, hold on. Let me see if I can actually just like draw. Here we are. You just want it like that?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's fine.
Okay. All right. So they can't
walk around and.
Yeah. I got you. Okay. So they're diagonally cut off just in like the corner of the room now. So
yeah.
Now the wall of force is visible, right? So they can actually like see.
Actually, I don't know if it's considered visible.
I was going to say, yeah, see if it's visible, because, I mean, like, I think it blocks sound anyway, so they would know something is up if it blocks sound, but... Okay.
Yeah, it's invisible, but... Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they saw me casting it.
Well, yeah. But,
oh, yeah, they're like...
So. Hmm. Okay. Interesting, interesting.
Yeah, invisible wall.
So just whoomp, and all of a sudden they're just out of the fight.
Now, do I want to move? Kind of.
I believe that's a three-action spell, actually.
Oh.
Yeah,
check
it is.
Yeah, but if I remember
from
the...
It is a three-action spell.
Yep, I remember from that
wizard.
I mean,
it's a very, very good spell, so it makes
sense. Yeah, yeah. That's one of the ones where it's like, I don't even think you can, like, dispel it easily. Like, it's a...
No, you have to use Disintegrate on it.
Oh, right, okay.
Or...
Do these guys have Disintegrate?
Let me check. No.
Or they can chunk through
Yeah, it's very hard to break through it.
Yeah.
30 hardness.
Oh.
And has AC 10 and immune to crits and precision, so...
Okay.
It's technically possible to break through it, but are these guys going to do it? Not likely.
The rogues? What?
Probably not. Okay. Well, in which case, after Sandor, it comes to Viscount Ambrose.
All right. So, I found out something, or something else that just happened recently, Jake, and I don't know exactly how to deal with this.
Okay.
I think Summoner got updated.
Oh, like there was an errata, maybe?
I think so, okay. Because a lot of my spells got shifted, because I think it was due to the new book that came out, which was something, some secret, it wasn't Secrets of Magic, it was something else.
Oh, okay.
But, here's the thing, I don't know how this works right now, because it now finally gives me spell ranks from 1 to 7 now. I only get, like, 2 spells per, except spell rank 7, which sucks. Because before it was just spell rank 5 and 6 and 7, like, at that one point. Like, that's all I had, I only had 5 spells total.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
So it gave me more spells, except for one less rank in spell rank 7. I don't know if you want to, like, keep it as it was until next rest.
Yeah, just because... Yeah, keep it as it is until next rest.
Okay, until I figure this out. I just wasn't sure, because I signed in, I was like, oh, cool, what the... I'm like, oh my god, what is
so
this?
Much. So many
There's
spells.
There's so much spells! I can cast multiple... I mean, because that was the biggest thing with Summoner, you're like, I can cast 5 spells.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, actually, 4, technically. I just took a feat that allows me to cast 2 high-ranked summon spells.
Oh, I got you, yeah. Yeah, so, but still... okay, so yeah, keep it as is, and like I said, on next rest, maybe you'll find deeper pockets for spells.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, in the meantime, these two dwarves, they are here.
Yeah, one is blind completely, the one on the north is blind completely, the one to the south is just dazed.
Okay, so only one of them can actually take an attack of opportunity against you, which is nice.
Yep.
Nice. Still don't want to be dead center. But what he's going to do is, I mean, God, do I want to keep this stupid landslide or whatever the hell it is?
The living landslide.
Oh, the living landslide, the level 5 creature. that did nothing.
I mean, it is so per the way that we're treating this around the corner thing. I am flanking with the living landslide. Oh, but they're blind, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
So, I mean,
yeah,
it is off guard.
Sure.
If there's ever a chance for it to hit, it's now.
I guess I'll give it a shot. Yep. Let's see living landslide.
I will put him off guard just because.
Let me look up living landslide real fast, because I didn't have that up. I completely forgot about him.
yeah, I was trying to look. I was like, what's that other combatant that I can kind of half see?
He's red. he's red. That means he's
evil. That means he's bad. Yeah. You got red circle, bad guy.
Oh, God. All right, he'll try and hit. All right. So, Ambrose will sustain to get him up here. And actually, what he's going to do is the living landslide instead, I'm going against what I should do, but it's going to move left. Can he move it one action left.
Yep.
And it's just gonna punch. It's gonna lose the flanking bonus, but I have an idea with a skill that it can do.
Okay. All right.
If it survives next turn, yep. Who knows? So let's see here. Plus 16 to hit. My God, that's low. I feel.
I mean, it's not a terrible chance.
It's not terrible, but these guys are pretty freaking brutal.
Yeah. He's off guard.
Oh, technically not at this point.
Well, he is because he's blind.
Because he's blind, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yep. That's right. Yep. So it wouldn't have mattered anyway. Yep. Oh, 30. Oh, shit. 32.
That's a hit.
Wait, what? Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. Oh. Oh. It, okay.
Remember, when you guys fought these guys previously, you were a level lower.
That's true. Yeah. It's just the living landslide is much weaker. So, okay, his damage ain't terrible, to be honest. 2d8 plus 8. So he actually is chunky.
That's a good smack.
That's decent.
Yeah, it's not terrible. Alright, 2d8... 16 points of damage.
Heck yeah.
Okay. So this guy...
Yeah, so he just punches him in the back of the head.
Yeah, he's this guy's blind, and he just gets clobbered in the back of the head. He's like, what?
Who dared?
They're surrounding us. They came from behind.
So that, I would say, for the act together is... Oh, God. Sending Luca in there feels like a bad idea. But the wall's up, so Luca will... Let's see, he's blind for... How long is he blind for?
He's just dazzled.
Yeah.
I don't know how long, though.
Wait, I thought he was blind. The guy on top.
Oh, no, the guy on top. My bad.
Yes, he is blind. I want to say it's for a round. I believe it's for a round. Because I don't remember where it was coming from, so...
Yeah. Oh, it's from Kal's Cloak of Colors, so...
Oh, is it from that? Okay, yeah. So, okay. I guess...
And Garn's next.
Yeah, look up the Cloak of Colors, Kal. See how long the blinded lasts.
Oh, it's one round.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right.
Okay. So he will actually send Luca in.
Okay.
So he will walk past. So if you want to take your attack of opportunity.
One. I think I'm going to wait for Garn.
He sees what's a juicier ghost? Target.
He sees a thick door. They, wants to smash.
They see
funniest
all the
thing
time.
About that was just the way Jake said it.
Like I knew that's what you were gonna do, but there's a part of me that was like, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Jake's not vindictive.
Mm. Well, guys, Jake's not. It's the dwarves.
Guys, I'm just right. Playing the evil guy.
The evil this guy waiting for the lumpy dwarf.
It makes sense. So at this point, he's going to be in flanking. Yep. I mean, even though he's blind, but put him there. And that's it.
Okay. Garn, it's your turn.
So Garn, after being knocked on his butt, he realizes that these are the same guards that were out front trying to shoo them away. And he's like, what? You didn't want to stick around to see the magazine? The magazine that we were taking photos for, eh?
Forgot that was the bit.
Yep. You'll never get the issue of Dwarf Weekly. And he actually will raise his shield first.
Okay.
Because this is Pathfinder. You can use actions and action economies. And I will stand.
Okay. So the one guy will take his reactive strike. All
right.
In doing so, he will
save.
Yep. Oh, yes, we'll save, yeah.
And there's blur too.
Yeah, there's blur. So yeah, there's so I gotta do will save first, right?
Shiny blurry door.
31 will save.
It's exactly a success.
Okay.
Dang. So you're fine.
Okay. And then the blur.
Yep.
Okay. I got the tracker open, I got his character sheet, now I gotta look at the roll die. What are you guys doing to me? a 9.
So, okay, so now you get to make your actual roll.
Yeah, so now I get to actually attack. And as he goes to attack, he goes, I can't even read! And he goes to strike you.
Oh. Maybe he wouldn't be so evil if he could read.
Literacy saves lives, y'all.
Literacy saves souls.
Lay down your sword. Pick up a book.
33 to hit.
Dang, hits exactly. Come on. Okay.
Two rolls on the nose, you bastard.
Come on now.
31 points of damage.
All right. Ah, it was pictures.
But there's captions. How do I know what's happening if I can't read the captions?
Wait, did he roll? Did he roll for the dazzled too?
Do you have to roll both?
I rolled, yeah, the first thing that I rolled was the will save for the dazzled of 31.
No, that was will save for blind.
Oh. So there's a will save for blind and for
creatures
dazzled.
Are dazzled while they are adjacent to him.
Oh god, okay.
So we're all dazzled until we move away.
Got it. Okay.
Until the spell ends. There's no save for that.
Okay, so the 31 was against the blindness.
31 was against the blind, so okay, you saved and didn't, so you're not blinded this round.
Right.
But you had to roll concealment.
Wait, which I did. I mean,
you rolled concealment on the blur.
Yeah.
Can you be double concealed?
I don't.
No, because
like the spirit of the game sense. Is just once.
Yeah. Because if you're concealed, you're concealed. If you are hidden, I don't think two conceals equal a hidden. I don't think so. Look it up, but
I'm not saying it equals a hidden. I'm just saying it might equal two flat checks.
Oh, two flats instead, maybe.
It's like you got bright lights in your face and he's blurry.
Well, if it
Oh, come on, Jake. You can't. Did he Don't make us do a ruling. You roll good. Just say you rolled good and let's move
on. I did,
on.
But I didn't roll good, which is the thing. Because
All right, Reddit. Can you be double concealed?
Double.
Can you be concealed from two sources?
No one has had this happen ever.
In Pathfinder, okay, so AI overview says multiple sources of concealment do not stack, but let's see what Reddit says, where all the smart people are.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't trust that. Because the thing is, it's a condition. You either have the condition or you don't have the condition.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not a numbered condition.
Right. So, well, anyway.
Phew.
Man, that 3 I rolled would have been real cool for you. Anyway, you take your damage and you stand up.
I stand up. And.
Did you want to shield block that, buddy?
Oh, yes, I do. I do want to shield block it. I shield block that.
As soon as we turned our mics off after the last recording, Tim was just like, God, I'm not shield blocking.
I have a shield. God.
So it has a hardness of 15. So that means 15 of that goes away, which is sick.
Yes.
And then 15 damage to me and the shield. All right. So I think. Oh, man. I can't track shield health. Okay.
You can track it.
Yeah, you can track.
Path build or how?
Should.
Yeah.
On the left side of your character sheet, there's shield HP.
Oh, you're right.
This episode brought to you by...
There. It's right there.
He was like so angry and defensive about it, too.
But he was just wrong.
This is completely wrong.
This is inconceivable how this could be working.
Oh my gosh.
This episode brought to you by Black Oak Workshop. We're Dice or Treasure.
We're Dice or Treasure. Sorry, I'm just so thrown off. All right, I don't shield block. You know, this whole shield thing is new to me. I had a shield before, and I just ignored it.
Never shield,
never did.
But now that I actually have a good weapon, a good shield rather, I feel like I have responsibility for that for Kelly to remind me.
Yeah, right. All right, what else are you doing in your turn?
I was trying to stall to see if I could find a note to see what kind of radiance I had left on me from the last battle. Sometimes I write that down. Sometimes
you got like sticky note or something.
Yeah.
Wait, what are the three?
I don't know. I didn't write it down today. So I either have my Titan's Breaker, my Horn of Plenty, or my Victor's Wreath. I want to say I have the
I thought you had the Redux. You were complaining about how you had to switch to something that wasn't particularly useful for
yes.
you.
Yes, I agree. So I believe I have the Wreath out as well.
Sounds good to me.
So you rally your allies. Okay, so no one has anything crazy on them, so I can't really do that. So I think I'm going to actually take an action. Oh, no, I have one action left. Oh, my gosh. Swing! Swing, darn you! It's not that complicated, I say to myself. Oh, great. It's a 7 on the die, so I only got a 31. But he hit the north one, so he is...
That will be a hit, because he is off guard gosh. And blind and all sorts of stuff. So
thank goodness.
If I would have missed, I think I would have just signed off for the night and been like, sorry for wasting everyone's time.
Sorry for wasting a 10-minute turn for nothing.
Garn just lays back down.
He's like, I'm done. I'm better down here.
So that'll be 15 points of damage. I'm enfeebled. So why am I enfeebled? Oh, I'm enfeebled because of the purple worm poison.
Oh.
All right, so we got to roll on that. Okay, yeah, yeah. Great.
Wait, no, you got rid of that. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, from the
I'm at
one.
Yeah, I'm at one. I have a chance.
Well, they still got their poison off, so they might be out of the fight, but their poison is still there.
The poison lingers. So I'll make that fortuitous save.
Yep.
Because I really, like, enfeebled two, like, I just lost, like, 2 damage, like, 2 to hit. Like, yeah. It's brutal. Right,
so I need to do the poison damage first, and then
yep,
you'll...
Yep. Yeah.
11.
Don't worry, I shield blocked all of that.
Good.
I remember killing.
Just broke Mark.
I got it.
How's it working?
Venom.
Yeah. Hitting myself in the chest.
This is the rule of cool here.
I got a 33 fortitude save.
Success. You're fine.
Ah, okay, good. I knew it wasn't like hard.
No,
you know?
not for you. Not for you.
Oh my gosh, so good, so good.
All right. Yeah, so you're no longer enfeebled, you're up, and... Wow.
Back at it, boys.
Okay. It comes to the Scarlet Triad agent's turns.
Dumbs.
I know. So, it's the one in the back. I mean, they're both going together.
Do they know if it's visible? Do they know that yet? Do we determine?
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that they're going to spend their 2 turns, like, Mr. Miming the wall, okay, to see if there's, like... to see if it's just like a section, but okay. They don't, you know what I mean? So like that's what they'll spend their turn doing. Just like looking to see if there is some way around it. And there's not.
Nice.
So we'll see what their plan is at the, when it comes to their next turn. How about that?
I see those 2 doors. I'm like, they're connected. They're just going to walk around.
Oh my God.
Tim, do me a favor and shut up.
Kezzer.
Oh boy. To be shocked to know that I don't know what I want to do.
I mean, this whole fight is bedazzled. So,
you know, I'm in like a weird spot. I can only see one of them. I'm gonna whip out another scroll and I'm going to cast it on the southernmost guard.
All right.
As I whip out the spell. Say the, like, you know, speak the incantation, and then it just like dissolves, and just like a splash of like an acid claw reaches out to them as I cast acid scroll of acid grip.
Cool.
Oh my. Okay.
So reflex save.
All right. That is a 35.
All right, that's a success. So no persistent damage, and we take half damage, which is not very much.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's one of the persistent damage is all the damage for that, right?
Got a roll of 1. Oh. So 4 damage, goddamn.
4 damage. He's like, did someone sneeze on me?
And I can move him 5... No, hold on. I can move him 5 feet in a direction of my choice.
Oh, that's fun. Interesting.
What would be advantageous?
I mean, can't right really in see front is always well. Nice. Like, just right in front of Garn, that's always nice.
Okay, so yeah, I move him 5 feet. So right okay. in the doorway.
Right in the doorway. Okay.
All right.
That's so, my turn.
So this little hand goes up and just smacks him upside the head, and it sizzles, but he gets like the hit. His helmet gets spun around, and he's like, whoa, 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 and he stumbles into the doorway. And all right, He is still dazzled. I think everybody is dazzled, it should be, except for Sandor, who passed. So, okay. It is the Corrupt Guard's turn, the one that just got slapped.
And he has to make another will save to see if he stays dazzled, is fine, or goes blind. Is that the idea there, Kel?
Sorry, say that again.
He has to make another will save to see if he goes blind.
If he hits you.
If he hits
you. Oh, if he hits
you. If he targets you.
Oh, okay, okay. So, like, everyone within 5 feet automatically dazzled. And if they try to hit me, then they could become blind.
Yeah, Sandor's dazzled too, because he's still next to you.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're targeted, they have to roll will save for blind.
Nice.
Okay. So he shoves the guy that's blind, and he's like,
swing at the two behind you! They're surrounding us!
And then he's going to try to swing on Garn here. But it seems that he has taken the two behind the other guy, and the fact that he can't see them. It looks like they're having to divide their attack, so Garn seems a little bit safer at this moment. So he's going to do his improved knockdown to try to knock you down again.
All right.
We'll save first.
We'll save first. 34.
All right, you're fine.
Okay.
Now the conceal.
And then the conceal. Good God. So many. 16 on the die, so now I get to do my actual attack.
Single digits.
Nope. There's a 39 to hit.
Yeah, it hits.
Okay. So it is going to be. So this is all going to be calculated in with this attack. So you are going to be knocked down. It's going to be 28 points of bludgeoning.
Okay. And just so everyone knows, I already used my reaction on my turn, so I can't use shield block again.
Right.
I didn't forget y'all.
And then he will use his last action to try and hit you while you are down. Oh, God. Make sure the map is there. Yeah. 36 to hit.
Yeah, it's...
Okay. And 23 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh, man.
Doom.
Oh, wait, do I need to make... Oh, wait, no, hold on. I need to make...
You need to make another hit. That's right, concealed. Right.
So another will save. Oh, do I need to do a will save every time, Kel, for the attacks?
No, will save is once per round.
Okay, got it. Oh, good, thank God. And that was a 1 on the conceal, so you are good from that last attack.
Yeah!
Nice.
Okay. That was that turn. Now it's the blind guy's turn. He is going to turn around and he's just going to swing on the guy to the north. He doesn't know who that is. He just knows that there's two people up this way.
Wait, when did this guy get blinded?
His turn has not come around, so this should be his, like... This is his first turn blinded, or his last one, I think.
Did he get blinded during an attack of opportunity?
He probably got blinded when he tried to attack me.
I know that, but was it an AOO? I don't remember.
Mm.
I don't think so for some reason. I don't think there was an AOO on Garn for some reason.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That made him blind.
So.
Yeah, but
I think he should be not blind then.
I mean, if you say so, I'll take all blind.
Still dazzled.
Still dazzled. Still off guard because he's being flanked. So, but he's going to attack the living landslide first. And it's going to be a 32 to hit.
God damn. Yeah, of course, that's a crit. Oh.
Dwarf smash. 48 points of bludgeoning damage.
He is still up.
Wow. Okay. Second attack with the maul. 35 to hit.
That's a crit.
It's a crit. And 58 points of bludgeoning damage.
So, I'm actually going to use a trigger here from the last hit.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, because I was trying to figure out how this actually worked. I thought it was something that negates damage. But in this moment, at that moment where he got hit the first time,
yeah,
it's going to use something called Crumble.
Oh, and yes. Yes, I know.
Yes. And the Living Landslide, it takes damage from a hostile source while atop rock or earth, which would this categorize, or is this too...
I mean, it's all stone. I would say so, yeah. I think it's fine.
Just making sure. He crumbles into the ground and burrows down 10 feet.
Okay.
So he literally takes that one hit, goes, not my problem, and disappears 10 feet into the ground.
Okay, then. So he, with a renewed sense of vigor, he then turns that attack on the Luca, then.
That's...
Okay. So then it's a 35 against Luca, which is...
Oh, that hits.
Okay, that's a regular hit, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll reroll damage, 29 points of damage against Luca, then.
Okay, that's fine.
And then he will... I think he will get out of flanking, so he'll use his last action to step, so that way he is in between. So that way he is no longer being flanked by Garn and Luca. So, okay, that was all his stuff. Sandor, it's your turn.
Oh crap. Hold on. If I take a 5-foot step. Would I technically be able to still see both of them?
Yeah, because you could see them, you could see both of them from where you were.
No, I want them in a line.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be a line. I mean, like, there's a bit of wall there, but you know, you can manage.
All right, lightning bolt, make me reflex saves.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with the first one. Hold on, let me take off the guard from this one guy, just in case that matters. Reflex save for the first guy is a 30.
Fails.
Oh, no. Second guy, 37.
That's a success.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to be rolling 5
d12. Bad. 5 d12. Oh, my gosh. Not often you get to roll d12s, you know? Like barbarians, fighters, and wizards.
And wizards. With lightning bolt.
Okay. God damn it. Hold on. Okay. That is going to be a total of 48 points of damage.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
Okay, so...
10, 12, 6, 10, 10.
Oh, 48 to the first guy, and then 24 to the second. Okay, then.
That's going to be all I can do.
All right.
Yeah. Need two action spell.
And after that lightning bolt goes out, it comes to Ambrose.
Okay. For Dazzle, they still get attacks of opportunity, correct? Or, reactive strikes?
Yes, they will, yeah.
Oh, okay. Just double-checking first. So from that hit, see, the problem now I'm thinking is that the Living Landslide, it's burrowed down 10 feet. If I try to bring it back up, will it be like a whack-a-mole situation?
Keeps popping up.
Boom! Smacks the little shit out of it. I have a feeling he's just going to release it, like, after, because I would say in this point that he didn't have a full connection to this creature, and the fact that it disappeared as a reaction, it's like... Oh, it wants to leave. Like, it's done with this shit right now.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And so he's not going to sustain it. So in this case, though, he is going to look at this guard here.
Okay, so the one on the north in front of Luca.
Yeah. And Kai says, so who do you think you are? I mean, I'm supposed to be a failure of a god, but I mean, at this point, but nothing more than the scum of the earth. And he is going to use a skill called Bon Mot. Not related to Don Knotts.
No.
but Bon Mot, that I do a diplomacy check against his will save. I'm pretty sure it is. Let me get that correct.
He's mocking him.
Insightful quip with blow, foe, distracting them. Choose a foe within 30 feet and roll a diplomacy check against their will DC. So, depending on success, it really is just crit success, success, crit failure. I love this is how it works.
Yeah.
But, if this works, let's see, my diplomacy is pretty freaking good, though.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 36.
That is a success.
Okay, so right there, he is just as a crit success, but the penalty is negative 2. Okay, so target is distracted and takes a negative 2 status penalty to perception and will saves for 1 minute.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
The target can end the effect early with a retort to your bonmo instead. So this can either be a single action that has concentrate, trait, or appropriate skill action to frame their retort. So it's kind of like you basically have witty quips back and forth.
Yeah.
But right after that, that's when he'll just say, like, because he's on do the act together, so he's only using our action. He goes, but, I mean, in all else fails, you're simply just going to die down here. And intimidation check, like, as this, like, devilish visage kind of takes over his face. And,
dang! Oh. A 1-2, because the will stays lower now.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So he is simply going to do that, which his intimidation is a hell of a lot higher.
Yep.
That's a 42.
Oh, my God. Hold on, so his...
his will DC went down by 2.
I was going to say, his will... Okay, so his will DC was... his will goes down to that, and then it goes plus 10 for the DC, and then you said a 42?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that is a crit.
Yes!
So he would be frightened too.
Frightened too, okay. Oh,
brilliant.
And do I want to...
Yes, and... hold on, so because he's frightened too, and then the other frightened too, or the, and then the other minus 2 to his will, do those stack? Because of the fact
different.
That... oh my gosh.
They're technically different. That's why people are like, use bonmo. Like, it's actually, if you're good with it, it can destabilize if someone uses a will save on him.
Yeah, for real, yeah. Just,
it's perfect.
Okay, alright, I'll just have to remember that he has, like, an extra minus 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alright, so with that, Luca is going to take a step action to the left to where the Living Landslide, if you can delete
Landslide. I will just remove Living Landslide.
He went into the earth, disappeared.
he went back home.
I don't get paid enough. but, so, okay, so Luca is then going to swing out with Spectral Blade.
Okay.
Might as well.
God damn.
43 to hit.
Yeah, that 43, you say?
Yes.
17
on the die.
God dang. Yeah, that's a crit.
Fuck yes.
Very nice.
I'm actually using the rules of the game.
God dang.
That would. Okay, that's 38 points of damage.
Okay. Whew. Alright.
And that be it.
Okay.
I will amend a previous statement. So the minus 2 to will save, they're both status penalties, so you only take the 1.
So still.
But it's going to last for a whole minute, so even when Frightened goes away, he's still got the minus 2.
He's still going to... I think I'll keep the Frightened 2 on there and just, you know, like...
take it off.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
Still good because, to keep Bonmot to get his will save down to then have a better chance of frightening him.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good, yeah. All right, so Garn. It is your turn.
All right. Well, this feels like a deja vu. So I'm going to raise my shield. It's my first action.
Uh-huh.
Second action, I'm going to stand up.
Okay. So it's going to be reactive strike.
Yeah.
Will save first.
I feel like we just had this conversation. 23.
Fail. You're blind.
Blind!
I'm blind!
Alright, you gotta hit a DC 11 flat.
Now it's the dreaded DC 11. 10!
Oh my god!
Oh no!
Gosh.
No!
spell's coming through.
You're finished.
So you go to stand up, and all of a sudden he can't see shit, and he just hits the ground next to you. Just goosh.
Yes. He's like, you finally realize you are falling before my grandeur.
I'm fucking blind.
I think Garen is kind of oblivious to the fact that, like, Kezra has cast this spell on him, and he just thinks this is natural radiance. He's like, yes, my powers are increasing.
Oh, no, he's hot.
And I'm no longer freaking enfeebled, so I stand up and raise this beautiful warhammer, adamantine warhammer. I'm going to strike out and smash his face in.
Everything's coming up, Garen.
Well, we'll see. 34 to hit.
Yeah, definitely hit.
Good. It was a low roll, so, you know, I never want to assume. Okay. Yeah, they got the Holy Spirit damage coming off. They got force damage on that business. Like, there's a lot we're
Holy
working
Spirit
with
damage.
Holy Spirit damage! Holy Spirit!
Holy Dwarf, you've been down too long in the midnight mines.
So that's 24 damage. Okay. Right to the soul and body.
Kaboom.
And that's my turn.
Okay. After that, it comes to the agents. The one agent that goes first, she goes up to the door, opens it, and leaves.
Yeah.
The other agent.
Do we see which direction she turns?
She turns north. Kind of, but yeah. It's a city. I mean, you know, who knows what that could actually be. However, at the exact same time that they leave, the door on the north side, northwesterly corner, right behind Luca.
Oh, opens. God.
And a woman appears. This is that woman that had the... Let me show the players.
Oh,
there she is.
Oh, the one from like the Sandor spell, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when Sandor scried, this is the person that he saw that came out and told them to shut up. And she goes,
"What in the bloody hell is going?"
And she is going to take a bomb from her pouch and throw it. Essentially into the room where Garn, Sandor, and Kezra and Ambrose are.
Yeah.
When it comes to bombs, she just needs to be able to hit. She just needs to be able to hit a spot, right? I'm trying to remember.
Does she have visibility to the spot? That's what matters.
I mean, see.
You have to hit somebody for it to do the full effect, but I guess if you just hit a spot, you would do splash damage. You have to hit Garn, though, to like...
Oh,
if
right.
If you're throwing an alchemist fire...
No, Kelly, let him hit the space, Kelly. Let him hit the spurs.
This is how you do more damage to us.
shut up.
She is going to take one from her... which one does she want to do? Okay. She's going to take a stone of some kind that appears to glow and throw it at Garn. Give yourself a little bit of cover.
Okay, I'll do that.
And, cover wouldn't have helped you anyway. It's a 32, which is going to be a miss.
Miss. Plinks off the shield.
Yes, so plinks off the shield. However... this was a greater thunderstone.
Ooh.
Do I evolve into a Raichu or something?
That is correct. You evolve into a Raichu.
Oh my god, he's more radiant.
A radiant shoe, one might say.
No, you lost all your speed or whatever the fuck that it said in the name.
When the stone hits a creature or a hard surface, so either or, it explodes with a deafening bang. A Thunderstone deals the listed sonic damage and sonic splash damage, and each creature within 10 feet of the space in which the stone exploded must succeed at a fortitude saving throw.
Oh, that includes her people, too.
That will include her people, yeah.
Nice. Which space did it explode in?
So, that's what I was going to say, is that we need to figure that out. So
it'd be right in front, because I have my shield up.
Or would it just go? I mean, like, did she even hit your shield? Did it go over? Did it hit the wall in front of you? You know what I mean?
I think it hit my shield.
Let the dice decide.
That's what I was gonna say. Let's do the dice. So I'm gonna do classic D8, starting at Kezra, who's number one.
Okay.
So going clockwise.
Fits, I guess.
8. So somehow lands behind.
Wow!
Garn.
Oh my gosh!
What the fuck?
So Garn deflects it with his shield and throws it up into the air.
Yes.
And hits behind him.
Yeah.
So I need everybody, including her own corrupted dwarf guard, to make a fortitude save.
Fucking Garn and or fucking Kezra and Ambrose are just sitting in here, and a fucking flashbang bounces off of Garn's shield and lands right in our goddamn laps.
I did not roll well.
Wait, so am I out of range of this?
Nope.
No,
you're right next to it, dude.
Right next to it.
Crap is my dice.
The corrupt guard did fine, so he is not deafened.
Sandor rolled a 33.
33, so is a success.
31.
Okay. And then... Alright, so when would you get total, sir? Garn?
Well, hold on a second. I got this resilient armor, and it's an AoE effect, right? Doesn't that help with 4?
Yeah, because it's
save?
A splash, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let me see. Yeah, come on.
Does your helmet protect you from the sound a little bit?
Maybe. Plus one item bonus to saving throws.
Right, okay. While he's looking that up, Kelly, what'd you get?
Was it a reflex or fortitude?
It's a fortitude.
34.
Okay, so you are fine. Ambrose, what'd you get?
34.
Okay, success, so you guys are fine. And Garn.
You know, I think it's automatically, resilient just automatically calculates in, because there's no, like, qualifications for
oh, okay, resilience. Gotcha, all right.
So... I think I just got a 31 then.
Okay, so it is still success. So you still take 3 sonic splash damage.
Okay.
From the splash itself, but you're not deafened, which is great. So I will put her into initiative, and she's going to go directly where the Scarlet Triad agents were, essentially.
Got it.
Okay. Remove the Scarlet Triad agents, because guess what? They're not coming back.
I don't blame them.
They just leave. They're like, we're hanging it up. That guy put a wall up.
I don't know they were that strong. I'm leaving.
Fuck this.
Kezra, it's your turn.
All right. Kezra has no idea where the flashbang came from.
Nope.
Not happy about it, but he's going to take a step down so we can see both guards. He's going to try to take advantage of that one's weakened will save. He's going to cast Heightened Fear on both of them. So both guards roll will saves.
Okay. I will do the one that is blind first. He doesn't need to see you for fear, right? He just needs to hear you.
That's right.
I need
to see that. This is
oh, right. 31 for the blind guy.
Exactly a success.
Okay. And this is the juicy one, the one that you've all been waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
The frightened guy.
Come on.
22.
What was the minus from Bone Mock?
Should be a -2.
And what's the minus he's getting from Will? From Frightened?
Well, they don't stack.
I know, but...
Oh, it's -2, and then Frightened.
You take the better of those two.
Yes.
No, they're both two, because it's Frightened 2, and then the Bone Mock was -2.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know if his Frightened had gone down yet.
Okay,
so that's a regular success. So he's just remains frightened too.
Okay, all right.
And the other guy's frightened 1.
Right. Yeah, I need to do that.
So,
okay,
so Sandor can bash him.
Yep. It comes to the guard's turn. So the one guy that's blind.
You're so close to critically failing that frightened.
I know it was. That's why I was looking at it, and that's why I wanted
3
to know.
And fleeing for one round.
just fleeing where? There's a wall.
Through the alchemist.
You would have been like, let me out of here.
Stampedes the alchemist and just crushes her. Crushes her windpipe. Dead.
Breaks all the glass bottles.
Yeah, steps on all of her bombs at the same time.
Let me out.
He just takes his arms and just like shoves all everything off the table.
I need to leave.
Okay. So the one guy is blind. I think he is going to just continue swinging a Garn, but what can you do when you have to pass a DC 11? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And he's frightened. I mean, God. Okay. 11.
Dang.
Got the DC 11.
All right.
Okay. And then I guess he doesn't have to do a will save because he's already blind. But, right? Or, well, I guess he has to see if he continues to be blind.
Well, hold on, because it says temporarily immune until the end of its turn. So its turn ended, and then it used an AOO, and it got blinded.
Yeah.
Is that the end of its turn? I guess
no.
This is a turn, so it's just blind through its turn.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, so he's going to try to strike out. Got the DC 11. Oh, gosh. Is that 39 to hit you, Garn?
Ah, yeah. You say, oh, gosh, and I thought it was going to be a low roll, and it's like, no, I'm just crushing you.
No, he's just doing really good. 34 points of damage.
All right.
Another DC 11.
What's the old shield at?
I shield block.
God.
Only took 19 of those damage.
All right.
Shield's doing fine, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know if their shield's ever going to go away, I'll be honest. Second, I get a 16 on the flat.
Okay. So am I prone at this point?
No, because he did not knock you down.
Oh, okay.
Nope. He was, he's blind, so he's just swinging.
Got it.
So there's going to be a 30 to hit.
Miss.
Last attack with the full Maperoni. 12. And a 20 total on the attack, so whiff.
Nice.
Woof.
Bam. Only manages to sink one into you with that full round attack.
It took your good rolls from both of your both of your flat checks.
Yep. As it goes. Yeah. All right, so
Garn's
he's still
getting knocked around though. He's looking a little bloody, a little worse for the wear. Yeah. And he's like, you know, spitting out a tooth, and he's like, I can do this all day.
I can do this all day. All right, so the second guard, the one that is frightened, he is going to focus on Luca because he doesn't want to be where bombs are going off.
That's just smart. I mean,
yeah, he's a smart guy. He went to college.
Wow, went to college, and this is where he ended up.
Yeah, he went to corrupt guard college.
Apparently, you don't have to read there. A whole college, you don't have to read a single book.
No, you just need to go to propaganda class. All right, so he's going to do his knockdown thing. Mm-hmm. He is, however, frightened too, so this is going to be difficult for him.
He's scared.
So there's going to be a 28 against Luca, which is definite miss.
Yeah, I've never seen them roll low before.
That was very bad. That was a very bad roll. And because he missed, now he has to do the full map attack on the last one, and a 23. Just horrible. Oh,
he's scared.
We've been given a gift.
Oh my god, we have.
I didn't have to do the flat checks because oh well, he's not dazzled anymore though because he's out of 5-foot range.
Yep.
Okay. So anyway, all right. Great turn from these guys. Give him a round of applause, will you? Give him a round of applause.
No.
You can give a round of applause for Sandor though.
Hey, okay. Happy Sandor. You're the hero of the story, apparently.
No, I know. That's okay. I just want to throw another lightning bolt at these cats.
You got a straight line. One's frightened, too.
Well, frightened one, but yes.
Yeah, I'm going to do a third level lightning bolt instead of a fourth.
Okay.
So, yeah, make me another fortitude save, Jake.
They're reflex saves, but I'll do that.
That's what I said.
No.
No, definitely what definitely was.
Stop rewriting history.
Stop rewriting history. 26.
Fail.
Which is a fail.
Oh, yes.
And then the guy that's still frightened gets a 36.
That's a success.
Okay. So fail, and then so full damage, and then half damage.
Full damage is still 34 points of damage.
Wow.
Okay. Ooh. Did the one corrupt guard that is dazzled right in front of you, I don't think he took his reactive strike. Or no, he just went, so he gets it back. So he's going to try to do it on you, Sandor. So let's see if we need to do this in any case.
All right.
He's going to see if he can interrupt that with a reactive strike. Oh! There's a 43 to hit.
Fuck. Dang.
Yeah, that's a... Let me double check. I'm pretty sure that's a crit.
Wait, isn't he dazzled, though?
Yes, oh, right. He is. Flat check.
Flat check. Two!
Hey, let's go!
That's amazing.
Absolutely goated.
All right, so what was the damage from the lightning bolt now?
Lightning bolt was 34 points of damage and then halved for the gent in the back.
Got it.
Man.
34, and then 7.
You just got to be a damage faucet. That's what I do.
Yep.
Kezra with the Cloak of Color is like MVP of the match.
I know. I've failed so many.
Oh my gosh.
So many dazzle checks.
It's yes. Especially good against creatures with attacks of opportunity. I've just been holding on to it. And I was like, they're going to make a lot of swings at
it's
him.
It's like, you sure you want to hit the glowing dwarf right now? I mean,
yeah, right. Okay.
Now, do I want
right,
to roll or move? That's the question.
Because I'm going to swing it on you.
Yeah.
You throw up a shield or something, maybe, at least.
Oop, nope, that's not what I wanted to do.
Send Kezra. Just
throw Kezra at them. I'm going to back up here.
Okay. Ambrose, it is your turn now.
Okay. So while he did the Bonmo against the other guy, let's see. I'm pretty sure I can just level it at someone else at this point, too. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Because I think you can do it as many times.
Oh, yeah. As long as it's not like the same person. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he levels finger at this guy right here. And in Dwarvish, just says, "Your ancestors call from mountains out of stone, and you spent centuries reducing your dignity to shavings." And he is going diplomacy. I'm being diplomatic. Well, that's a diplomatic check.
Listen, I've heard diplomacy, and that's what it sounds like.
Yes, insulting a dwarf to their face. 35.
35, that'll be a success.
Okay. So is Will goes down by 2.
Exactly.
But this time, he's going to use a spell, because someone threw something into the room. He has no idea. Can't see him. But he is going to use a spell, Heightened Synaptic Pulse.
Oh, no.
So he is going to center it here.
Sweet.
And okay. He just puts his two fingers to his head, and just in that moment, a mental blast just bellows out from him.
Whoa.
For 30 feet and goes after enemies. So I don't have to worry about hitting my own people.
Whoa. That's great.
That's awesome.
Synaptic pulse is kind of awesome. So will save.
Okay. They both have minus 2.
Yep. So first guy, he gets the minus 2, which will turn this into 31.
That
come on.
Oh, my DC is 32.
Yes.
So that is he's stunned too.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. Creature is stunned too on fail.
Big moves.
Oh my god.
Let's go.
Oh,
that's
shit.
What we call in the industry a big cock play.
God dang. All right. Will save on the other guy who's frightened one.
But he still has the bon mo active, so it's still minus 2 for Will.
But well, I still got a 30, so he's still stunned 2 as well.
Yes. And the person in the room, mysterious person as well.
Oh, yes, her.
Come on, stun them all. Stun them all.
45.
Ugh. Oh, well.
Unaffected.
There is any
doubt. You in, off in the distance, you hear.
Huh. What the hell? All right. And for second action, or for working together. Just going to go after this guard here. Lucas is going to swing out. Because why not? That's a special blade. Let's go. Let's go. 35 to hit.
That's a hit.
Damage. Middling roll. 16 points of damage.
Okay.
That was my roll, by the way. 2-2-2-2. Two on the D8s, two on the D6s. So
those rolls are 2-2-2-2-2 good.
Yeah. Feels good.
Garn.
All right, Garn finally has action economy working for him. So he's going to use his first action to shift the eminence into the Horn of Plenty. And he is going to take a much-needed draught. I say, like, oh, if you don't mind, I'm a little parched. And he takes a drink of the Horn of Plenty. Let me see. You interact to draw. So it's an interact action.
Mm-hmm.
Did he already use his attack of opportunity?
Well, he's stunned.
Yes, on Sandor. He's stunned. Yeah,
he's stunned anyway, so.
Yep. And because we leveled up, that means my Horn of Plenty leveled up. Oh my gosh. Wow. I've been so excited. So I went from 5d6 plus 12 to 7d6 plus 18.
Oh my
which
God.
Is awesome. So that's a lot of dice I gotta roll, so I'll just roll that kind of off my turn. So I shifted. I'm using an action to drink, so I have one action left. And with that, I am going to strike out. Keep the pressure on. Now that we... Nope. I'm raising shield instead, and that's my turn.
Okay.
Can't not raise the shield.
Okay. Take a drink from your juicy horn. And after that... Juicy horn.
Yeah, deep just that horn. Quick drink from my juicy horn, if that's all right with you all.
Stop just talking about your juicy horn in the middle of a fight.
Everything's aggressive, guys.
That's where the other dwarves are just like, God, don't say it like that. I'm like,
okay. So she, realizing that there are a lot of people in that room, as she threw the Thunderstone, she heard everybody yell at Garn, I guess.
The fuck, man?
Garn, what the fuck?
She is going to take the reactive strike from Luca, because she's going to move here and then move here, but there's a wall there, so she's going to be like, whoop!
She's just,
wall of force.
Oh, yeah. So, reactive strike.
Yep.
I just thought of her going, bounce. Like,
boom.
I don't know
crit
if
her.
I'm going to
crit her.
What was that? A 45 on her will save?
Yeah, on the smart person's will save, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that might be good. 44?
It's a hit.
Okay. Just a hit.
God. Just a hit.
That, 31 points of damage, though. That was almost max.
Okay, that was pretty good damage.
Juicy hit.
So as she goes by, she ducks, but, like, Luca kind of does one of those, like, uppercut swings, mm-hmm. and she's like, whoa! And you cut her, like on the collar.
Okay.
And she realizes that was actually really close. So she gets to where she wants to go to be able to see everybody, and then she's gonna throw. Oh God! Talk about juicy bombs. You know what I'm saying? I think she's going to throw a. Nah, that one's not that fun.
Healing flask.
You guys, let me see. No. I think she's going to just throw... I'll throw this. She takes a green one from her belt, shakes it up, and tosses it into the room at Kezra this time.
It's Mountain Dew.
You get some cover, though, because throwing through, like, two people, unless she has some sort of special goggle stuff or whatever.
Nope, so you will... He will...
You're right. My AC is so good.
All right. 49.
I'm sure it'll make a difference.
A mega crit?
So it's like it's crit. Not quite a mega crit, but you might as well be.
So this is.
So yeah, she fucks me. It's right between the eyes.
Okay, so. Oh my gosh. Okay, so there was a greater acid flask.
Oh no.
Oh.
So, God, let me see what it even says for the. All right, so
I think your just face melts off. Pretty sure that's
probably
text.
Something like that.
It's gonna hurt.
I'm trying to find out which is. So here's the issue: is that so? It says regularly. Do one acid damage and 3d6 persistent damage, and then 3 acid splash. Mm-hmm. So everybody next to him takes 3 acid splash, period. But yep. I'm trying to figure out what happens with the crit.
Double damage.
It's double dam, I believe.
Yeah. So he takes 2 acid damage.
Yeah. Okay.
And then whatever double the whatever the persistent is.
Yeah, so I'm looking at... Oh, okay, wait, hold on. Hmm.
Well, I'll take the persistent on my turn, so I just take...
Okay, so for some reason, Foundry's telling me the splash is 11? I don't know if that's, like, something built into her kit or something like that, but...
I know alchemists at a certain level, they, like, add their intelligence to the splash damage.
Yeah.
Okay, so... yeah, they...
11. They 11 splash. Strong.
God.
Okay, I'm so smart, my bombs blow up better.
So I take double the splash. Yes. So I take 22 splash.
And then it's gonna be the 3d6 persistent acid. Yes.
On my turn.
Well it's
Or it might be.
I was
gonna
say, so I'm looking at the formula when I hover over critical, and it says 2 times 1, which is the regular, plus 11. Okay, so that was like the 11. So that was like the 11 splash. And then the persistent, it says, when I hover over crit, it says 2 times 3d6 persistent.
Yep.
Acid.
That's okay. What I expect.
Okay. All right. So on your turn, you'll be taking 2 times 3d6 then.
Oh my god, that flask was so smart.
Awesome.
Oh my god.
Look how smartly it's burning him.
And then she goes, and take one of these! And then she throws another Thunderstone. At Kezzer.
Oh, man.
37 hit.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a hit.
So it's going to be 11 sonic splash. And you take 19 sonic damage to the face, Kezzer. And then I need everybody within, let me see how, what the range on this, everybody within 10 feet to make the fortitude save.
We need to not bunch up like this. This is wild.
Yeah. I mean.
Oh, crushed the fortitude save with 40.
Yeah, okay, same,
well,
my gut.
Luckily, Devin won't affect you, so I'm not too much worried about you. I'm more worried about the 3 casters behind you.
Yeah, I also crushed it. So.
Okay.
When you say caster, and yet con is like my biggest thing.
I know, yeah.
43, because I rolled a freaking natural 20.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that'll do it. And Kezzer? Success.
33.
So you're fine.
Sure.
But you realize
it was close.
But you guys realize that these the tight quarters with a alchemist bomber in the back is just going to rain hell on you guys in this tight room. Oh. And with that, I'll see you guys next
Woo.
Time.
Boom! Bombs over Baghdad.
My face.